The first meeting of a U.S.-Russia bilateral polar bear commission is taking place in Moscow this week. State and federal game managers are meeting with their Russian counterparts to work on developing a framework for how to manage the shared polar bear population in the Chukchi Sea for long-term sustainability. Doug Vincent Lang is a special assistant with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Vincent Lang says the commission's first focus is on designing a joint research program to assess how many polar bears live in the Chukchi.
And then second of all, try to design a program to figure out how many polar bears are harvested both on the U.S. side and the Russian side, and assure that, and try to set a limit so that those harvests are conducted at a sustained level and don't threaten the long-term viability of those polar bear populations.
Russia has not allowed hunting of polar bears for either sport or subsistence since the 1950s, but Vincent Lang says it's acknowledged that there are still some taken by subsistence hunters each year. He says they'll work to understand how many, but he says climate change, not hunting, is the polar bear's biggest threat.
Hunting was not identified as a major factor leading to or threatening the long-term viability of polar bears. And that's largely because hunting is across the range of polar bears is conducted in a sustainable manner.
That kind of statement is welcome news to a member of Canada's Northwest Territorial Government. Jackie Jacobson is a Legislative Assembly member representing Nunukput. Jacobson was in Alaska last week meeting with Doug Vincent Lang and other state and federal officials to see if an agreement can be reached to resume transferring polar bears across the Canada-Alaska border that are taken by American sports hunters in Canada. Jacobson says the immediate halt to those border transfers of polar bear hides and meat after the ESA listing has directly impacted 85 families in his riding or district.
It's a $1.7 million hit to my riding. It doesn't seem like much, but when you have a riding of probably about 3,600 people at the most, it does affect us with our airlines, hotels, and the sport hunters and the helpers and overall community. It's a big effect. It affected us greatly. I represent Tuktoyaktuk, Sax Harbor, Politoq, and Ulukaktuk.
Jacobson says Canadian officials agree that polar bear populations need to be managed carefully, but they believe the polar bear numbers in Canada are robust.
We signed on an agreement, a species of special concern, but not a species at risk. We have a really good management system in place, which each community has 26 tags, which are 13 tags for local Aboriginal subsistence hunting, and then you have 13 tags for general sport hunting. But now we're not selling those tags, and then it's being put back into the mix, and our polar bear population is a healthy population.
When polar bears were listed under the ESA, it triggered the Marine Mammal Protection Act that mandates any part of a listed animal cannot be transferred across U.S. borders. The state's biologist, Vincent Lang, says because two-thirds of the world's polar bears live in Canada, a well-regulated hunt is not perceived as a threat to their survival.
The state's view on this is that as long as those hunts are conducted in sustainable manners and they're not threatening the viability of those polar bear populations, and there was also a trigger in there that under U.S. law that the U.S. government had to certify those hunts as sustainable, we don't have any trouble with those hunts continuing.
Alaska Congressman Don Young has introduced a bill that would allow American hunters to bring polar bear carcasses killed in Canada back into the U.S. The bill would amend the Marine Mammal Protection Act. It was referred to a Natural Resources Subcommittee in February, where it's awaiting action.